Are you ready for your Bible question? I'm going to test your Bible knowledge and ask you a question at the beginning of the Warren County Radio Bible School today. We're studying from the book of John, the first chapter of John, and it mentions in John chapter 1, verses 35 through 40, two of the early disciples of Jesus. These would be the first two. Now, the first one's name is not given, and because of that, we conclude that this was John, because John has sort of a subtle way of mentioning himself in the book that he wrote in a very modest manner. He doesn't proclaim himself. So the unnamed disciple in the book of John is John himself. But who was that other disciple? Who was that man that became the other disciple? Now, these are the first two. And so, who was the second man that followed Jesus to become a disciple? I'll give you a hint on that. You know his brother. His brother was Simon Peter. So, who was the brother of Jesus that was with the other disciple that began to follow Jesus after John pointed out to him, "Behold, the Lamb of God"? Well, we'll read the answer to that in just a moment. Before we do, I'll remind you the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lowen, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read the text, and at the end of this reading, you're going to have the answer. It's John chapter 1, verses 35 through 40. Remember, we're looking for the name of the disciple that followed Jesus. One man's name is not given. The other's name is given, and this man was a brother of Simon Peter. Here's the text, John 1:35. Again on the morrow, John was standing and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following and said unto them, "What seek ye?" And they said unto him, "Rabbi," which is being interpreted "teacher, where abidest thou?" He said unto them, "Come and see." "Come and ye shall see." And they came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. And one of the two that heard John speak and following him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. That's the answer. John and Andrew are the first two disciples of Christ that we read about in the book that John himself wrote. Now let's look at the notes that we have from E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of January 10th, 1929. And beginning in verse 38, we read that Jesus did not proceed until they overtook him, but he turned and beheld them following, waited for them, and said, "What seek ye?" He encouraged them to follow him and to make known their desires. "Rabbi," as John interprets it, means master, teacher. They desired to be with Jesus and to learn from him. Hence they asked, "Where abidest thou?" He invited them to go with him by invitation. "Come and ye shall see." And they accepted the invitation. He probably had some temporary stopping place near, but his home was as yet at Nazareth. He soon left this region for Galilee, John chapter 2 and verse 1. They went and abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour, or 4 o'clock p.m., counting from sunup to sundown is a day, counting from 12 o'clock at night, according to the Roman reckoning, as in John 19:14, it was 10 o'clock a.m. And this is more probable. They spent the day, no doubt, in receiving profitable information. What seek ye? Is one of the greatest questions of life, because people usually find what they seek. Jesus said, "Seek, and ye shall find." One of these two was Andrew, who afterward became an apostle, Matthew 10 and verse 2. He was of Bethsaida, John 1:44, probably a suburb of Capernaum, Mark 1:21 and 29. He and Peter were fishermen. Fishing was an honest occupation. He was one who suggested to Jesus the lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, John 6 and verse 9, and who went with Philip to tell of Jesus to the Greeks who desired to worship him, John 12 and verse 22. He was one of the first 2 disciples of Jesus, becoming one before Peter. But later on, Peter grew into greater importance, and but little is known of Andrew. He is here called Simon Peter's brother. And that shows that Peter was the more prominent of the two when John wrote, because that way they knew who Simon Peter was, and that helped them identify then who Andrew was. But Andrew, he failed his mission. That is all any of us can do. And doing that, we do well. But now let's read about Peter. John chapter 1, verses 41 and 42. He, now this is Andrew, first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which being interpreted, Christ. He brought him unto Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, "Thou art Simon the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, Peter. Going back to Elam's notes, we read that he findeth his own brother Simon. First of what? Either before the other disciple found his brother, or finding Simon was the first thing he did after leaving Jesus. The latter seems to be the meaning. In the spirit of his new teacher, Andrew at once sought to lead his own brother to Christ. This is the true missionary spirit. Christ came first to his own. The apostles preached first to the Jews, first in Jerusalem, then in all Judea and Samaria, and thence unto the uttermost parts of the earth, Acts 1 and verse 8. That was God's order. A man is under greater obligation than anyone else to teach his own family the Bible, and to lead them to Christ. Still, he must not stop with that. From this and Philip's example in John 1:45, we learn the value and power of personal work. Note also the example of Philip the evangelist. Not this Philip, but Philip the evangelist we read about in Acts, preaching to one man in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. That's when he left a great work in Samaria that he was doing and went down to preach to that one Ethiopian riding in that deserted place in the desert, riding on his way home. Messiah is Hebrew and means the same as Christ, which is Greek. Both Messiah and Christ mean the Anointed One. Peter soon became more prominent and accomplished more than Andrew, because he was bolder and more aggressive. Yet Andrew brought him to Jesus. We may be weak ourselves and possess but one talent, yet we may lead to Jesus those whose by God's grace may accomplish very much. To bring our friends and dear ones to Jesus is the greatest service possible that we could render them. If every Christian would bring one soul to Jesus, how soon the world would be turned to God. This is the way the kingdom of God began, and this is the way to extend it. It cannot be done by proxy. We cannot send someone else. We must go ourselves and do our own work. If we will lead our own family to Christ, we will receive strength and courage by that to lead others to Him. To him that hath shall more be given. John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to two. One of these brought another, and that one brought thousands to Jesus. Simon was the name by which Peter was known. He was the son of John, or another way to say that, of Jonah. John and Jonah being somewhat similar names, or maybe he had two names. Jesus said he should be called Cephas, which means a stone. John interpreted the meaning for his readers. Peter is the Greek form. Cephas is the Aramaic, the modified form of Hebrew spoken in Palestine of our Lord's day. This seems as a prophecy as to what Simon would become in strength of character. He was impulsing and wavering at times in the beginning, but he grew into a stone. And now we read about Philip. John chapter 1 and verse 43. On the morrow he was minded to go forth into Galilee, he findeth Philip. And Jesus said unto him, Follow me. And then verse 44. Let's read 44. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. On the morrow, the day after the meeting with these three disciples, Jesus was minded to go forth into Galilee. That is, he would go home, and he findeth Philip, and invited him to follow him. To him first, so far as any record shows, were spoken the words, Follow me. That Jesus found him may imply that Jesus sought him, and having found him, called him to follow. He became an apostle, and he must be distinguished from Philip, one of the seven, who became an evangelist in the book of Acts. He and Andrew are associated in John chapter 6 and John chapter 12, and we'll be discussing that in later programs when we come to those chapters. Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Bethsaida means house of fishing. It is difficult to determine the situation of this place. There seems to have been two places by that name. One on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee near Capernaum and Chorazin, and the other on the northeastern shore. The first mention was the one of our lesson. We think of Bethsaida as the name of a fishing village, and so a house of fishing or a fishing village, and around Galilee, it'd be easy that there'd be more than one place called a fishing village. Next we read of Nathanael, and this goes John chapter 41 and verse 45. We'll do this verse by verse as our time allows. John 1:45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Well, let me get back to those notes. Here we are. Philip, like Andrew, desires others to come to Christ, and he findeth Nathanael to tell him about Jesus. Nathanael was a Galilean and lived at Cana. We'll read more about Cana later. In our lesson in John 21 and verse 2, are the only two places his name is mentioned in the Bible. He was an Israelite indeed, in whom is or was no guile. It is very commonly believed that Nathanael and Bartholomew are the same person. The evidence for that belief is that John, who twice mentions Nathanael, never introduces the name of Bartholomew at all. And Matthew and Mark and Luke all speak of Bartholomew, but never of Nathanael. It may be, however, that Nathanael was the proper name and Bartholomew was the surname of the same disciple, just as Simon was called Barjona and Joses was called Barnabas. We'll continue this in our next class.